Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Seven to three, Wisconsin leading. First downs in the first half, Ohio State 8, Wisconsin 6. Net yards rushing, and this shows you just how bruising the defensive play has been. Ohio State has gained 68 yards rushing, Wisconsin 42. Net yards passing, Wisconsin holds the edge with 85-51 for Ohio State. 12 passes attempted by Wisconsin, 6 completed. Ohio State has attempted 14 and completed 5. Wisconsin intercepted one pass, and that was a timely one with 2 minutes to go in the first half, which set up the Wisconsin touchdown, with Miller then throwing to 11 Guth, 33 yards for the score. Tad Weed kicked a 29-yard field goal for Ohio State early in the second quarter, and all the scoring came in the second quarter. Levin Hagen is one of the finest all-around backs, according to Wisconsin Athletic Department we've talked to come up in quite a while as just a sophomore, a good blocker, a good runner, and as Mel told you, he was the spark plug, Levin Hagen, for Wisconsin there late in the second quarter, along with their senior quarterback, Miller. And as Fred Russell told you, Amici has stood out more on defense today than on offense as Ohio State has stopped him. So, it's 7-3, two undefeated untied teams, Wisconsin in the lead, with, in one hand, a chance to open the key to the Big Ten throne, in the other hand, a chance for the Rose to go on to the Rose Bowl. Ohio State is going to kick it off from our right. Wisconsin is going to receive on our left, and to check the lineups for the second half, Mel Allen.
Ohio State kicking off. It'll be Brubaker, Parker, Leggett, Mashinsky, Reichenbaugh, Duggar, Cassidy, Bobo, Swart, Thornton, Watkins, and Young. Receiving for Wisconsin, Messner, Schweiko, Konofsky, Amundsen, and Gray up front, Lachlan and Temp, along with Amici, back on the 30, and the three deep men are Gingrass, Haluska, and Bratt. Kicking off now for Ohio State, Dean Duggar. Here's the boot. It's a low line drive type down to the 8, taken in there by Bratt, back to 15, to 20, 25, up to the 30, and he's dropped on the 33-yard line by Jim Reichenbaugh. Wisconsin leading 7-3. Nice block on the run back by Ron Lachlan. Wisconsin's ball first and 10, and the ball is spotted on their 34. Wisconsin has not allowed anybody to score on them in the second half of any game they've played this year, but right now they're on the attack with the left half flanking out to the right. It's a wing tease, short flanker. And with Jim Haluskin at quarterback, he gives to Amici, drives off the left tackle of Ohio State to the 39-yard line approximately, where we see Bobo getting up off the knees. David Williams made the tackle for Ohio State. He's the left guard. It was Jim Parker helping out with him. He's the middle linebacker on defense. The ball is moved to the 39, a gain of 5, second and 5 for Wisconsin. Haluska with the ball, fades to pass, throws into the flat and completes it to Brad at the 45. He sidesteps one two-man and drives to midfield and to the Ohio State 49. Bobo in there to tackle him, along with number 64 for Ohio State is David Williams. Jim Haluska passing to right halfback Clarence Bratt as the Badgers move to a first down on the Ohio State 49. Haluska faked the draw, kept the ball, and faded and passed. Now Bratt lines up outside the left end on the wing tee left against a 6-2-3 with the linebackers strong on the right side. A jump pass, and it's completed to the right end. Jim Tempe gets to the 40-yard line of Ohio State with Bob Thornton, right linebacker and center for Ohio State, making the stop. The ball's on the 40-yard line of Ohio State. Haluska just raised right up after taking the ball and hit his right end, cracking across. Second and one for Wisconsin. The Badgers are moving. Now they're against a 6-2-3. Haluska again fades to pass. He's throwing a long one intended for Lockling. He's out in the open. He's dropped it at the 3-yard line. He headed deep in behind Howard Cassidy and Dick Young. He had gotten in behind the defenders. Lockland had outraced them. And with the ball sailing over his head, went right through over his head. He's only got one. Went right through his arms at the 2-yard line. It is third and one for Wisconsin on the Ohio State 40. A 6-2-3 is the defensive setup. Flanker out to the left for Wisconsin is Bratt. Haluska pitches to Amici. Starts to the outside, cuts back. He gets to the 39-yard line. Jim Reichenbaugh stopped him, and Dick Brubaker. Gingrass and Bratt tried to block, but Amici, who started to go to the outside, was turned in by Dick Brubaker, and Jim Reichenbaugh, the right guard, stopped him on the 39-yard line of Ohio State. Actually, it's the 39-and-a-half, so he's half-yard short of a first down, and thus it is fourth down coming up with a half-yard to go. And Wisconsin leading 7-3, apparently not going to gamble unless they fake it, because they've got Gingrass in punt formation at midfield. The snap, and oh, it's given to Amici, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage. How about that by Mashinsky on a fake punt? Ohio State stops Amici at the line of scrimmage from punt formation. The snap from center, instead of going back to Gingrass, was snapped off to the side to Amici, who was in a blocking position for punt protection, but he was stopped by Frank Mashinsky, who's played a great game on the line for Ohio State. And now Watkins is in for Young at right halfback, and it's Ohio State's ball, first and 10 on their own 39 and a half-yard line. All right, Wilson is in at quarter for Wisconsin. Dave Leggett for Ohio State gives the ball to Bobo, the fullback, on the slant off the left side of the Wisconsin line for a couple of yards, with Clarence Stensby, the left linebacker, stopping him. The ball's on the Ohio State 42, gain of 3, second and 7. Sophomore Hubert Bobo, the fullback, slanting off the left side of a strong Badger line. Wisconsin using an 8-man line, an 8-3 defensive setup. Leggett gives now to the right half, Watkins, but he stopped as he took the handoff, faked the slant, tried to cut up the middle, but the middle of that Wisconsin line, Wells Gray spearheading it, helped out by Jim Temp, Norm Amundson, and Bob Konofsky, and the linebackers all moving in. The ball's on the 43, he got a yard, it's 3rd and 6 for Ohio State. Howard Cassidy flanks out to the left. Wisconsin leading 7-3, third period, 10 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Leggett with the ball, fades to pass, throws into the flat. Cassidy cannot get to it. It's thrown out of bounds. Clary Batt ran over to defend against it, but Leggett just overthrew Cassidy. And Ohio State is finding that Wisconsin line pretty tough to penetrate. And what they've been trying to do late in the second period and in the first moment that they've had the ball here in the third period is try to shake a fastback loose on the outside with a flat pass. They have contained Cassidy pretty well. So with fourth down coming up in punt formation is Bobo standing on his own 31. Twin safety set up for Wisconsin. The snap from center. A beauty of a kick high and deep going down to the 14-yard line. Wilson, Glenn Wilson, up to the 20, to the 25, and down he goes. Frank Mashinsky made the tackle. Mashinsky, by the way, was voted the most improved player in spring practice for Ohio State, and he has been most formidable for the Buckeyes today. Jim Miller back in at quarterback for Wisconsin. First and 10 for the Badgers on their own 25. A timeout here for Ohio State. Wisconsin leading 7-3, 10 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the third quarter. No mistake about it, fans, this is a great ball game. Two great teams. And now let's put some words in the mouth of Kurt Gowdy, really his own words.
Well, Wisconsin fans are wondering if there's a jinx riding in this Ohio State series. Ohio State has won 14 of the games, 6 for Wisconsin. 3 have ended in ties, but Wisconsin has not won a game here in Ohio Stadium since 1918. Ivy Williamson has never won a game against an Ohio State team, so that's why Wisconsin wants this one today. All right, now.
Miller pitches the ball to Amici, who stopped behind the line of scrimmage by Mashinsky and Brubaker. It was Clarence Brad he pitched out to. Amici was blocking. They move the ball to the 24-yard line after taking the pitch out, which results in a net loss of a yard, making it second and 11 for Wisconsin. Jim Grass, to the left half, flanks out to the left. Jim Miller, the quarterback, takes the ball, fades straight back, looks for Seaver, throws down the middle and gets it to Jim Temp, who grabs it at the 38-yard line, and down he goes. Jim Miller, a beautiful passer today, throwing to Jim Temp, who's tackled by Hubert Bobo on the Wisconsin 39-yard line to first down on a 15-yard pass play. Alan Amici and Bob Kanofsky formed a nice pocket for Miller. Now Jim Grass, the left half, flanks out to the right about 5 yards against the seven-man line umbrella in the secondary. And the shuttle with a pitch out to Amici coming to the near sideline to the 40. Drives to the 45 and down on the 48 or 9-yard line by Hubert Bobo. On that play with the left half flanking right and with the right half leading the way, the quarterback Jim Miller pitched out to Alan Amici, who started to the outside and kept on coming and moved the ball to the Wisconsin 48-yard line. A gain of 9 yards, second and one. Amici is moving. 7-3 Wisconsin. 8.5 minutes to go in the third period. And a timeout is called for by Wisconsin with 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Wisconsin 7, Ohio State 3, and here's Kurt.
Well, this game has really developed into a battle of two bruising lines, two great defensive teams, and with Wisconsin leading 7-3, just about as an even game as you could ever hope for. The statistics bear that out. Each team now has 8 first downs. Wisconsin has attempted 16 passes, Ohio State 15, with Wisconsin holding the edge in passing, 9 completions to 5. Wisconsin has not fumbled, and incidentally, Wisconsin, so sound fundamentally, very rarely makes a mistake. Ohio State has fumbled just once. Wisconsin has intercepted one pass and cashed that in for a touchdown. So it looks like just the way the script was written before the game, with one break somewhere along the line, perhaps deciding this game. These Wisconsin-Ohio State games have always been these type of games. The biggest margin of victory was 21-0 for Ohio State. Last year, Ohio State won 20-19. They've been close, they've been furious, and that's the way this one is today. Play back in again in Mel.
Second and one for Wisconsin on the Wisconsin 48. Brett lines up outside the left end against a seven-man line, a 7-1-3 with the linebacker strong off the right side. Miller reaches up, or jumps up, throws a pass, knocked down at about the line of scrimmage. Dave Williams, the left guard, raised straight up and batted it down. It was apparently intended for the left end, Ron Lachlan. Defensive signals being given by Bob Bond, who just went into the ball game a moment ago to replace Bob Thornton. The Buckeyes, of course, will miss Ken Bargo. You always miss a strong guy like he is. Third and one now for the Badgers on their own 48. Jim Grass flanks way out, Brett way out to the left. And now the ball is given to Jim Grass on a slant. He breaks through into the open, gets to the 40, fumbles, and it is recovered by Wisconsin on the 36-yard line by a downfield blocker after Jim Reichenbaugh made the tackle. It was Ron Lachlan who was downfield to block as that ball was fumbled, and he fell right on it on the 36-yard line of Ohio State. The handoff to the left halfback, Bob Gingrass, on a counter play, went off the left side of the Ohio State line. It is a first down for Wisconsin on the Ohio State 36. Clarence Brett lines up his wing back left. Miller rolls out to his left. He's being chased, and he is hit and dropped on the 46-yard line and laterals. He gets away and comes on down to the 42-yard line where Dean Duggar gets him. How in the world? He did not lateral. I take that back. I thought he lateraled to somebody because two men were all over him, and all of a sudden he came rolling out of the pack and to the near sideline. But there is a marker on the play. A clipping penalty has been called against Wisconsin, and the acting Ohio State captain Dick Kalinske, Dave Leggett. Kalinske and Leggett are talking as Duggar comes off the field and is replaced by Bill Michael. Miller was caught by two Buckeyes back there, Kalinske and Mashinsky, and I thought he lateraled out to somebody. I didn't see how in the world he could get out of their grasp, but he just simply shook loose and came out of the pack. The penalty of 15 yards moves the ball back to the 42. The clipping penalty puts the ball back to the 42. It is second down. This time, Miller gives the ball to Gingrass through the middle to midfield, and down he goes on the 49-yard line of Ohio State, tackled by Dave Leggett. 7-3 in favor of Wisconsin. Leggett and Bob Bond. The ball's on the 49-yard line of Ohio State. Third down coming up, and the point to be gained is the 36-yard line of the Buckeyes for first down. Third and 13. 26-yard line, third and 23. Now Miller with the ball, fades for a pass. He is being chased. He's caught and dropped on the 39-yard line of Ohio State, of Wisconsin. Frank Mashinsky made the tackle. Clarence Stensby trying to block and protect. Couldn't keep Mashinsky out of there, and he got Miller back on the Wisconsin 38-yard line. And thus it is fourth and 35 with Cassidy and Leggett in the twin safety setup for Ohio State. Bob Gingrass in punt formation standing on his own 27 will get it off from about the 30. The snap from center. Here's the kick. It's a beauty. Gotten off to the 19-yard line. Cassidy has it. He's up to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, down the sideline, to the 40, to the 45, to midfield, and down on the 48-yard line of Wisconsin. A great block in there by Bill Michael to spring him loose. The tackle made by Bob Gingrass, but there's a marker upfield at the 33-yard line of Ohio State. A clipping penalty, I believe. I haven't seen the signal. Let's wait. I was watching the upfield play. Was it a clipping signal, Kurt?
Well, I believe it was, Mel. The official gave us the signal, and we'll get it officially up here in the press box in just a moment as he'll turn around and give us the signal. That was a great run by Cassidy. Started to pick up blocking. Clipping it is, and that one hurt Ohio State because Cassidy had really run that punt back and put him in a better position, and now they're back deep in their own territory.
And the Buckeyes are on their 17-yard line. First and 10, they're 17. Mashinsky gets a hand as he comes out. Jerry Kreischer replaces him. Pat Levenhagen in for Gingrass for Wisconsin. And just as the Buckeyes are ready to move, they call for a timeout with 6 minutes, 6 seconds to go in the third period. The score, Wisconsin 7, Ohio State 3. That was a beautiful run by Cassidy, but the clipping penalty hurt the Buckeyes at that point. A fine block thrown in there by Bill Michael to spring him loose.
At the end of the half, Georgia Tech trailing Kentucky 7-0. Oklahoma leads Kansas State 7-0 first period. Bucknell 7, Lafayette nothing into the half on our Crosley scoreboard. Our first final today, Dartmouth 13 and Harvard 7. All right, here we go at Columbus, Ohio.
The Buckeyes first and 10 of their own 17. Leggett gives the ball to Watkins on a slant. He gets about 2-3 yards as he came off the right side of the Wisconsin line or drove at it. He was stopped by Jim Temp, the right end. And they move the ball right to the line of scrimmage. That's all. A yard further. Let's give him a yard gain. Second and 9 on the 18. Paul Schweiko in at left guard for Clarence Stensby for Wisconsin. Dave Leggett directing Cassidy, Bobo, and Watkins with Michael and Brubaker at the ends. And from the split tee, the ball goes to Cassidy, and he stopped at the 20-yard line as Leggett faked to his fullback and handed off to Cassidy as he swung on around. Cassidy tried to knife through the center, stopped at the 20-yard line by Wells Gray. Norm Amundson helped out. A gain of 2 yards, third and 7 for Ohio State on their own 20. 7-3 favor Wisconsin with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third period. Cassidy flanks out to the left this time as Leggett fades back for a pass. He throws out into the flat end. It's incomplete, intended for Cassidy at the 30-yard line of Ohio State, with Alan Amici going over to defend against it, along with Clary Brett. Ron Lockman put the pressure on Leggett. Wisconsin has shown an amazing aptitude for adjustment insofar as its defense is concerned. They'll crash the end sometimes. At other times, when they suspect the pass, they'll drop back. A timeout here, and Wisconsin substitutes about five or six men. Dietrich's in for Konofsky, McNamara for Messner, Erson for Amundson, Boer for Gray. And in punt formation now is Bobo from the 10. He gets a high kick away, going down to the 40-yard line, 39-yard line, taken there by Billy Lau to the 45, or rather Jim Miller comes back to the 45, up to the 47. And Miller is upended at that point by Bob Bond. The ball is spotted on the 48-yard line. Let's call it the 49. First and 10 for Wisconsin on its own 49-yard line. The Badgers leading 7-3. Jim Miller in at quarter. Levenhagen left half. Amici at full. Billy Loud right half. Miller fades for a pass. Throws. Completes it to Levenhagen at the 45. He gets to the 43 and dives to the 40-yard line. Bob Watkins grabbed him around the legs as Levenhagen dove, and it's a first down for Wisconsin on the Ohio State 40. Howard Cassidy helped out on the tackle. Jim Ranke is in at left end for Wisconsin, and David Howard in at right end. Just as the Badgers move up to the line for their play, a timeout called here by Ohio State, and Jim Roseburg is going in for the Buckeyes in place of Watkins, and in comes Kurt Gowdy.
And for those that joined us late, we had a scoreless first quarter. Then early in the second period, Ohio State's drive was stalled on the Wisconsin 22. They sent in little Tad Weed, and for Ohio State, he kicked a 29-yard field goal. Ohio State had two more chances in the second quarter, failed to cash in. And then with 2 minutes to go, Ohio State on its own 33-yard line, Leggett threw a forward pass that was intercepted by Jim Miller of Wisconsin, who ran it back to the Ohio 38. A 5-yard gain carried to the Ohio State 33. Then Miller pitched the pass down the middle to sophomore Levenhagen, who carried Jim Parker into the end zone for the touchdown. Len Wilson kicked the point, and it was 7-3 Wisconsin, and that has been the scoring. Ohio State indeed has found the going rugged here in the second half. Twice they've had the ball. They failed to move it. They've had to kick. They failed to pick up a first down. Wisconsin has dominated in the third quarter. Here's Mel again as play goes in.
First and 10 for Wisconsin on the Ohio State 41, wing tee, with Miller giving the ball off to Amici on a draw play. He goes up the middle, across the 40, down to about the 38-yard line. Jim Reichenbaugh, the right guard, made the tackle. It wasn't exactly a draw play. It was I'd call it a semi-draw. He sort of shuttled a little bit to his right and then handed off to Amici, delayed back there. The ball's on the 37-yard line where they spotted down, second and 6. Wisconsin has its entire second line in there. Single wing over to the right, putting Miller and Amici deep. The ball on a buck lateral comes to Levenhagen from Amici. Miller throws a pass. It is completed to 25 to James Ranke. And he's downed immediately by Bob Bond. On a single wing over to the right in a buck lateral, the direct snap from center went to Amici, the fullback, who went into the line, handed off to Levenhagen, the left half, who became the blocking back in the single wing, who pitched back to Miller, who threw the pass in to Jim Ranke. It is a first down on the 26, and now the pitch back goes to Amici, cuts in to the 20-yard line as he faked going to the outside, cut off the left side of the Ohio State line with Paul Schweiko, the left guard, pulling out, leading the play, and Dave Williams of Ohio State making the tackle. It is second down, the ball on the 20-yard line of Ohio State. Second and 4. Seven to three, Wisconsin. Ohio State in the seven-man line. Miller fades for a pass. Plenty of time. Throws. It's intercepted to 15 by Cassidy. He's down the near sideline. He's to the 40, to the 30. He's going hard. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10, to the 5. He's over. Oh. Cassidy intercepted Miller's pass on the 15-yard line and went 85 yards down the sideline for the touchdown. And now Leggett will hold, and Ted Weed will try the point. It is 9-7 Ohio State. Awaiting the snap from center. Here it is, the spot. Weed kicks. It is good. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have Kurt come right in. Cassidy intercepted the ball at the 15, about 20 yards in from the near sideline, cut over to it, and never have a block all the way. Pat Levenhagen almost overtook him, but he sidestepped that one man and went, didn't he, Kurt?
A great run, and the best thing we can say about Cassidy are the words of Alan Ameche this week. Ameche, the Wisconsin fullback, said that the most underrated player in the country, in his opinion, was Howard Cassidy. Ameche told the press that Cassidy will either beat you with a run or hurt you with an intercepted pass. And Mr. Ameche was certainly a prophet, because Cassidy has just turned the tide now for Ohio State. Wisconsin has completely dominated this third quarter. They've had the ball around 85-90% of the time. They were on their way driving on a sustained march to the 20. And suddenly, from out of nowhere, comes Cassidy, and Ohio State's in the lead. Ohio State will kick off, and here it is.
Jerry Kreischer booting it for Ohio State down to the 10-yard line. Taken by Billy Lau to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Cuts to the inside. He's to the 40, to the 45, and down to the 50-yard line. How about that? A 40-yard return to the kickoff by Billy Lau, who came up the center and cut to the outside, which was the near sideline. He was tackled finally by Dave Williams, and the Badgers are really bounding back as Ameche now goes out, and that fullback comes in, Charlie Thomas, and it's Wisconsin's ball, first and 10 at midfield. This is truly the game of the week. 10-7 Ohio State, and Wisconsin has Miller at quarter, Levenhagen at left half, Thomas in at full, Lau at right half. Ranke and Howard at the end. Dietrich, Boer at the tackle. Schweikel, Urson at the guards. McNamara at center. Second string line. And now against a 6-2-3 defense with a wing tee left. Jim Miller with the ball. Shuttles. Pitches out to Howard. He finds a hole. Drives to the 46-yard line of Ohio State, where Hubert Bobo playing the left linebacker spot. And Jim Roseborough, right halfback, makes the tackle. Charlie Thomas, and not Howard. Charlie Thomas. Howard just went in at end for Wisconsin, and Thomas for Ameche at fullback. The ball is on the 47 where they spot it, of Ohio State. This time, Miller fades for a pass. He can't get it away. Ben does throw and completes it to Ranke at the 37-yard line of the Buckeyes. It looked for a moment as if he's going to be caught. He started to throw, saw no one open, but he is getting tremendous protection for the most part. And finally, the tackle is made by Bob Bond, the right linebacker. The ball's on the Ohio State 36-yard line, a first down for Wisconsin. At that point, as they're driving, 43 seconds to go in the third period. Single wing, no, wing tee over to the right, and Jim Miller underneath the center. Shuttles to his right, pitches back to Howard, comes to the outside, he's hit and dropped at the 33-yard line. Charles Thomas, I keep calling him Howard. Howard's the right end. Hubert Bobo and David Williams made the tackle. He was almost caught for a loss, Thomas was, by Bobo, but finally got on away. And Williams trailed and made the tackle. But Bobo did slow him up. The ball's on the 34-yard line where they finally place it, of Ohio State. Second and 8 for Wisconsin. And now from a tight tee, Miller fades back. Throws a long pass, and it is incomplete down the center. At the 10-yard line, it was intended for David Howard. But David Leggett, playing the left halfback defensive spot for Ohio State, and Jerry Harkrader, the safety man, went over to defend against it. And now in come 4, 6, 8 new men for Wisconsin as the incompleted pass stops the clock. 10-7 in favor of Ohio State, and as the with that play, the quarter has come to an end. The third period, we're just checking. The period came to an end with that play. With the score, Ohio State 10, Wisconsin 7. Here's Kurt.
fourth quarter, and Mel Allen.
10-7 Ohio State, third and eight for Wisconsin on the Buckeye 34. Wing tee to the left. Miller gives the ball to Levenhagen up the center. And there's a fumble on the, and Ohio State recovers on the 31. David Williams tackle Levenhagen, shook the ball loose, and Hubert Bobo recovers for Ohio State. On the Ohio State 31-yard line, Jim Roseborough comes out and Bob Watkins in to replace him. So the Buckeyes shake the ball loose. Levenhagen scored the touchdown for Wisconsin on a pass reception, and he ran beautifully with it to put them ahead 7-3 at the half, and now Ohio leads 10-7. Start of the fourth quarter, first and 10 for Ohio on its own 31. David Leggett, running the split tee, gives it to Cassidy, breaks off the left tackle to the 40, to midfield. He's to the 40-yard line of Wisconsin and is hit and dropped on the 30-yard line.
Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
Dave Williams, the left guard, pulled out and led the play as Howard Cassidy, running for his split tee from left halfback, slanted over the left side of the Wisconsin line, hit the near sideline, and went right up it and was finally tackled by Pat Levenhagen and Glenn Wilson. A 40-yard burst by the speedster Howard Hopalong Cassidy. First and 10 for the Buckeyes on the Wisconsin 30. And against the seven-man line, where the right linebacker moving up on the end, and this time Watkins slants off the right side of the Wisconsin line, gets across the 25 to the 23, where Billy Lau and Gary Messner bring him down. Hubert Bobo, the fullback, throwing the block. The ball is spotted on the 23-yard line of Wisconsin. Second down, and about two to go. Second and three for Ohio State on the 23. Cassidy, Bobo, and Watkins in behind Leggett against the seven-man line. Dave Leggett rolls out, throws a running pass to Watkins on the nine, to the five, and down on the three. Pat Levenhagen and Gary Messner made the tackle. Dick Brubaker, the right end, went down deep. And Watkins, the right halfback, went short. Dave Leggett rolled out, came to the near sideline, fired it to Watkins, who grabbed it on about the 10 and went down to the 4. And as Ohio State comes up with a first down, 4 to go for the TD, Wisconsin calls for a timeout with 13 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the game. And with the score, Ohio State 10, Wisconsin 7. Man, talk about exciting football. We've got it. How about this game, Kirk?
Well, I've never seen a game change quicker than this one did. Wisconsin dominated the third quarter. They were on the Ohio State 20 going for a touchdown when Cassidy picked a pass off and ran it 85 for the touchdown. Wisconsin ran the kickback, the kickoff, 40 yards to the midfield stripe, moved deep into Ohio State territory again. Wisconsin fumbled, and now, one, two, three, four plays later, Ohio State is on the Wisconsin 3-yard line, and Howard Cassidy, a junior, a hometown Columbus boy, who seems to have the knack of coming through when it means the most, has certainly been the hero of this game. Right now, let's check the scoreboard. At the end of the first quarter, Arkansas, Mississippi, nothing to nothing. First half, Illinois 14, Syracuse 6. Holy Cross upset Boston University, 14-13. At the end of the third period, Yale and Colgate tied 7-7. Final, Temple 19 and Brown 14. Right on the goal line now, Ohio State coming up, and here's Mel Allen.
Jen Grass and Schweiko in defensively for Wisconsin. First down on the 4 for the Buckeyes. Dave Leggett gives the ball to Bobo, and he drives over. Hubert Bobo from the 4-yard line on a handoff from Leggett went right up the middle. He went over Bob Konofsky, the left tackle, who plays right tackle on defense, and Paul Schweiko went in as the left linebacker, and it was Dick Kalinske, the left tackle, over whom Bobo went offensively. And now the try for the point, Leggett holding, and Weed is in the kick. 16-7 Ohio State, awaiting the snap from center. Here it is, the spot, the left-footed kick, and it is good. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 7. And before an official paid attendance of 82,636, we're seeing a whale of a ball game. Kurt, how about it?
That was a 70-yard drive by Ohio State in just four plays, and the big play was a 40-yard run off his right tackle by Howard Cassidy. Just the time before he'd handle the ball, he'd run 85 for a touchdown. The next time he got his hands on the ball, he ran 40. Bobo really exploded in that end zone. And Ohio State, which was being pushed around by Wisconsin in the second half, in the space of around 4 or 5 minutes, has scored 2 touchdowns and now leads 17-7. So Ohio State will boot it off from our left, Wisconsin receiving on our right. We still have a long ways to go, 13 minutes and 23 seconds, and let's pass the mic over to Mel again.
Dean Duggar will kick off. Bill Jopp going at left guard for Ohio State, and Harkrader is in for Cassidy. The kickoff is touched by Lachlan at the 20, gets by him. Gingrass picks it up back to the 20, to the 25, is down on the 26. Dean Duggar's kick was low. Lachlan tried to grab it at the 25. It rolled off his hands, and Gingrass in behind him picked it up, returned to the 26-yard line where Jopko made the tackle. First and 10 for Wisconsin on the Badgers' 26-yard line. 17-7 Ohio State. And now Wisconsin is going to that spread with a double wing setup and the two ends split, the halfbacks wide. Miller deep, fades for a pass. He throws, he completes it at the 34-yard line to Lau, who is hit immediately by Bob Watkins, loses the ball, but after the whistle. And Dick Brubaker also helped make the tackle for Ohio State. Jim Miller passing to Billy Lau to the 34-yard line, a gain of 8, second and 2 for Wisconsin. Miller at quarter, Gingrass at left half, Amici, Alan Amici at full, Billy Lau at right half. Lachlan and Temp at the ends. And again, from that spread, with Amici back to protect, the ball comes back to Amici going to the outside. He's tackled the 31 on a great play by Dean Duggar at the 31-yard line. From that double wing setup, the pass went to the short man, Alan Amici, who tried to go to the outside, but Dean Duggar, the left end, crashed in, spotted the play, had it diagnosed apparently perfectly, or at least was quite alert on it, and stopped him for a loss of 3 yards, and it's 3rd and 5 for Wisconsin. Now from the tee, Miller with the ball, fades for a pass. He throws to the outside to Gingrass at the 40. He gets to the 43, to the 44-yard line of Wisconsin, where he's tackled by Dave Leggett from his defensive left halfback spot, moving over to meet the play. Boy, how that Miller gets protection, Kurt.
He throws out of a pocket of blockers. He's got all day back there, and he's getting pass receivers moving down in buttonhook patterns and in and out patterns. Those pass receivers are really shifty, Mel, as they go into that Ohio State secondary.
First and 10 for Wisconsin on its own 44. They're lining up single wing over to the right. Miller and Amici deep. Gingrass, the blocking back. Miller fades the pass, throws a running, knocked down. Knocked down by Dean Duggar, the end, who went crashing in, reached his hands high, and batted the ball down. Amici, who was trying to protect for Miller, tried to throw the block. He actually made contact, but Duggar jumped high and batted that ball down as the halfback was going wide to the outside, and that was Billy Loud. So it is 2nd down and 10 for Wisconsin on the Wisconsin 44. State leading 17-7. 10 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the game. Gingrass flanks out to the left. Miller with the ball, fades back to throw. The field flooded with the receivers. He throws. It is knocked down at the 45-yard line by Bobo and Bill Jopko. Dean Duggar, I believe, might have gotten a hand on the ball as it was thrown. The ball wasn't thrown with too much force. It is third and 10 for Wisconsin. On its 44, Gingrass flanks to the right. Actually, a yard outside the right end, a wing tee right. Miller fades back. Being rushed, throws a screen pass. Lachlan, the end, dropped off. He is hit at the 40. Wisconsin by Dick Hilinski. Ron Lachlan, the left end, actually dropped back and took the pass into the flat. And Hilinski and Watkins grabbed him. Ross Dean, the referee, puts it down to the 39-yard line. So they actually lost yardage on the play. It is fourth and 15 on the 39. Now Jerry Harkrader back in a single safety setup for Ohio State. And Bob Gingrass in punt formation for Wisconsin, standing on his own 30. Boy, Ohio State really rushed the man on that last play. And now the snap from center. And as a fake, a pass into the flat to Laub. He's being rushed. He's tackled back on the 28-yard line. Dean Duggar made the tackle for Ohio State as Wisconsin, with its back to the wall, literally, on fourth down, faked the kick. Gingrass threw a pass into the flat to Billy Lau, and Dean Duggar went in there and tackled him on the 28-yard line for a loss of 9 yards, and Ohio State takes over. Dean Duggar, a great player, and he had a brother here, Kirk, that was a great player at Ohio State a few years ago.
That's right, Jack Duggar, an All-American in at Ohio State in 1944. And on these series of last five or six plays, Duggar has been practically a one-man team for Ohio State. He has made vicious tackles. He has rushed Miller and just stopped that last threat. And if that man in the far sideline out in the flat had got the ball, he might have gone a long ways, because Ohio State was suckered to this side of the field.
Dave Leggett now has a flanker out to the right, shuttles along the line, keeps the ball. He's to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. He's down to the 5, and he's over for the touchdown. From split tee, shuttled to his right, found a hole over the left side of the Wisconsin line and broke on off and went 28 yards for the touchdown. 23-7 Ohio State. Watkins throwing a key block in there. And now the try for the point. Leggett holding. Watkins will kick. The snap, the spot, the boot, and it is good. Ohio State 24, Wisconsin 7. 9 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the game, and here's Kurt Gowdy.
An alert Ohio State team, which has taken advantage of everything in the second half. It was touched off by an 85-yard run back of a pass for a touchdown by Cassidy. That seemed to inspire and fire up the Ohio State team, and since then they've been unstoppable. The next time they got their hands in the ball, in four plays they went 70 yards for a touchdown. Then Dean Duggar, leading the defense, has just stopped Wisconsin. And the next time Ohio State got their hands on the ball, in the first play, they went 28 yards for a touchdown. So the last three times that Ohio State has touched the ball, they have scored. They now have a commanding 24-7 lead. SMU 14, Kansas 6, first quarter, the kickoff and Mel.
Dean Duggar boots it. It's going down to the 11-yard line. Billy Lau has it up to the 15, to the 20, to the 25. He fights to his 30-yard line. And he's dropped there by Hubert Bobo. But there's a marker on the play up at the 10-yard line of Wisconsin. He may, as he picked the ball up, as a low boot, touched his knee to the ground, and he did. His knee touched the ground back at the 10 as he reached down low to get that low line drive type kick. His knee touched there, and it is first and 10 for Wisconsin on the Wisconsin 10-yard line. Jim Haluska is in at quarter. Pat Levenhagen at left half, Charlie Thomas at full, Billy Lau at half. Gingrass is in there at left half. And Haluska is a fumble, and Ohio State recovers on the 10. Charlie Thomas, the fullback, fumbled the ball. And Donald Swart recovered for Ohio State on the 10-yard line. Charlie Thomas on the handoff fumbled, and Swart recovered. So now Ohio State flanks the left halfback out to the right, or to the right halfback to the right. Watkins, Leggett pitches out to Hartrader. Comes to the 10 to the 5, and he's over. Bill Jobko, the left guard for Ohio State, led the play as Dave Leggett pitched out to Jerry Hartrader, the left halfback. And Kirk, I've noticed that Ohio State in this half has found something vulnerable in the left side of that Wisconsin line. Everything is gone right there that scored.
Between that Wisconsin left tackle and Wisconsin left end, that's where Cassidy and the boys have been picking up the ground, and that's where they've done it with these three touchdowns here in the space of about 5 or 6 minutes. The try for point, Mel.
Ohio State 30, Wisconsin 7, and Ohio State only had 10 men on the field, and they run a man on, and they suffer a penalty because play was about to take place. We have something else to tell you in a moment. The try for the point will be from the 15-yard line. The snap, the spot, the boot by Watkins, and it's good. Ohio State 31, Wisconsin 7. There may have been, there was a penalty. A marker was thrown after the touchdown, unnecessary roughness in the end zone against Wisconsin. And that penalty is to be inflicted against Wisconsin now on the kickoff, so that Ohio State will kick off from the Wisconsin 45-yard line. And so Dean Duggar will kick the ball off from the Wisconsin 45. Gingrass, Bester, and Lau deep. The kickoff goes down to the 10-yard line. It's taken by Dave Howard. Howard comes back to the 19-yard line and is dropped on a resounding tackle by Donald Bissick, who has gone in at fullback for Ohio State. With 7 minutes and 54 seconds left in the game, Ohio State has broken it wide open here in the second half. They trailed 7-3 going into it, and it's 31-7. So it's 1st and 10 for Wisconsin on its 19. Haluskin at quarter, throws a pass, completes it to Billy Lau at the 25, and he drives on past the 30. Let's see where they spotted on the 34-yard line. Billy Lau, the right halfback, is tackled by Bill Jobko. The ball is moved to the 34-yard line and the first down for Wisconsin, a 15-yard gain on that pass play. Jim Haluska in at quarter, Gingrass at left half, Glenn Bester at full, Billy Lau at right half. Haluska again fades, passes and completes it at the 43-yard line to Billy Lau, and then Lau did not hold on to it. Rolled out and no possession. Don Bissick was in there to make the tackle. The ball rolled out, no possession. So it just goes an incompleted pass, making it 2nd down and 10 for Wisconsin on the Wisconsin 34. The Badgers have their second line in there now. And from a tight tee, Haluska fades straight back, being rushed, goes to the outside, gets a block, runs to the 30 and out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Bissick ran him out at that point with Urson and Lau blocking. Jerry Kreischer chased him out for Ohio State. The ball's on the 33, lost a yard, 3rd and 11. 3rd down and 11. 31-7, Ohio State. Billy Lau flanks to the left. Haluska rolls out to his left, fades for a pass, throws and completes it to Reinke past midfield, and Reinke is hit and dropped on the 43-yard line of Ohio State by Dick Young, defensive right halfback, with Bill Kalmar, the end, moving over, and Jerry Hartrader. The ball's on the Ohio State 41 as the Badgers take to the air and have moved for a 1st down on the Ohio State 41-yard line. Bob Gingrass, the left half, lines up now outside his right end on the wing tee. leaving Bester and Lau in behind Haluska, who hands off now to Lau on a slant off the right side of the Ohio State line to the 36 or 7 yard line, where Dick Young makes the tackle. Don Urson, the right guard, led the play for the Badgers. Referee Rothstein spots it on the 38 yard line. It is second down and 7. And let's see. There's a sleeper way out the far side of the field. A sleeper way over the far side, and now Ohio State has seen it because some 82,636 people helped them see it as they started to holler and point. David Howard, the right end, had lined up as a sleeper way out to the right. And Wisconsin, taking too much time, is penalized 5 yards as a result, and the ball is back to the Ohio State 4 yard line, 46 yard. There's a pass that is complete, the 25 to Gingrass, and he's down on the 19, a fumble, and he recovers immediately, reached out and grabbed the ball. Bill Kalmar made the tackle. Stuff has gone on all over the field here at the moment. The ball is down on the 19 yard line of Ohio State, 5.5 minutes to go. Ohio has broken it wide open, leading 31-7 after trailing 7-3 at halftime. Jim Haluska in at quarter. A wing tee to the right. Haluska fades, passes, and completes it on a nice diving catch to Jim Reinke, the left end, at the 14-yard line, with Dick Young pouncing on the end as he dove and caught the ball and fell to the ground. The other ball's on the Ohio State 14-yard line. It is second down and 5 with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game. Haluska rolls out to his right, throws, and it is incomplete to Reinke at the 5. As number 52, I believe it was, Bob Bond, when they defend against it, but they have called, as a marker on the play, they have called pass interference. They have called pass interference against Ohio State, allowing Wisconsin the ball on the Ohio State 6 yard line. It is first down for Wisconsin. The ball is given now to Bester, the fullback, across the 5 to the 4, and he's driven back by Dick Young, the right halfback, moving up to hit him hard. Also getting up is Don Bissick, the fullback. And the ball's on the 4-yard line of Ohio State, with the clock showing 4 minutes and 25 seconds to go. A loose good quarter. Gingrass at left half, Bester at full, and Lau at right half. And now from the tight tee, the ball is given to Bester. He drives hard. A marker on the play. He gets up to the 3. A marker on the play. Offside against Ohio State. The tackle is made by Don Bissick for the Buckeyes. Jim Haluska is talking to referee Ross Dean. Offside penalty against Ohio State. And, of course, the Badgers accept the penalty, which moves the ball to the 1 yard line. Ohio State offside. Dave Howard threw a good block in there on the last play for Wisconsin, the right end. So with Gingrass, Bester, and Lau in behind Haluska. Haluska gives the ball to Gingrass. He dives and is stopped short at the goal line. Gingrass, going to his right, cut off the left side of the Ohio State line, tried Ohio State's left guard and was stopped a half yard short of the goal line by Paul Ludwig, who's in at left end for the Buckeyes. The officials signal that there remain now 4 minutes in the game. Thus, there may be substitutions now of men who've already been in this period. Third down coming up. A half yard to go for Wisconsin. Ohio State leading 31-7. Gingrass, Bester, and Lau are the three backs in behind Haluska. Haluska gives it to Gingrass, and he dives over. A quickie, hard hitting at the left side of the Wisconsin line. Goes over for the touchdown, went right over Dietrich, the left tackle, and Reinke, the left end. A touchdown for Wisconsin, making it Ohio State 31, Wisconsin 13. We'll have the try for the point. Tom Rabus just went in at center for Bill McNamara. Gingrass will try the point. Haluska will hold. There's the snap, the spot, the kick, and it is good. And that makes the score Ohio State 31, Wisconsin 14. And here's Kurt Gowdy.
That was a drive of 81 yards for Wisconsin. They now trail 31 to 14, and with 3 minutes and 58 seconds to go, of course, Ohio State has the commanding lead. The play that broke the game open came late in the third period. Wisconsin had the ball on the Ohio State 20, was second and four. Miller faded the pass, fired it down the middle, and Howard Cassidy intercepted it and ran it 85 yards for a touchdown. And that started things off for Ohio State, because the next three times they got their hands on the ball, they scored, as everything went against Wisconsin. When things barrel, and that's the way it is now, 31-14. Now, Wisconsin kicking off, and let's bring Mel in.
Glenn Wilson will boot it for the Badgers. His kick goes down to, bounces on the 15, is taken on the 16 by Carroll Howell in there for Ohio State, moves past the 25 up to the 30-yard line, with the clock showing 3 minutes and 45 seconds and time moving right along. It's first and 10 for Ohio State on the Buckeye at 31. Johnny Borton is in at quarter. Carroll Howell in at left half. Don Bissick's in at full. Paul Ludwig at left end. Tom Spears in at right end. Carroll Howell, the left halfback, flanks out to the right. Jerry Harkrader's in the left half. Johnny Borton gives to Harkrader, breaks off the left side of the Wisconsin line to the 33-yard line, where John Dietrich made the tackle with the help of Tommy Rabus. 3 minutes left in the game, 31-14, Ohio State. The ball is spotted down on the 34, makes it second and seven. A 3-yard gain on the play. Ranky, Dietrich, Ambrose, Rabus, Gerson, Boer, and Howard along the line for Wisconsin. Wilson, Gingrass, Bester, and Lau in the secondary. Flanker out to the left for the Buckeyes is Harkrader, way out about 15 yards. The handoff to Howell, hits quick up the middle to the 39-yard line. Carroll Howell, who's stopped by Tommy Rabus, just a yard short of a first down, so it's third and one. Ohio State has Johnny Borton in at quarter, Harkrader at left half, Carroll Howell at right half, Don Bissick at full. Along the line, Paul Ludwig, Dick Guy, William Jobco, Bob Bond, Jim Reichenbaugh, Jerry Kreischer, and Tom Spears from left end through right end. And from a split-tee setup, Borton gives the ball to Don Bissick, the fullback, right up the middle for about a yard to the 40-yard line, trying for that first down. As the Buckeyes just eaten up the clock, Don Erson made the tackle for Wisconsin. And as Ross Dean, the referee, looks across the way, the Buckeyes are short of a first down by inches. Trebue has gone in. He will punt, standing on his own 25. The snap's a high snap from center, but he gets the kickoff anyway. A beauty going down to the 19-yard line, where Lau takes it, running laterally, cuts back to the 15. He's being chased back to the 10, reverses his field, and is swarmed off the 10-yard line, with Jerry Harkrader being the first to hit him. Boy, there were Buckeyes all over him. Trebue, who just went into the game, kicked from about his 30-yard line, and he kicked that ball into the air to the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. Jerry Trebue. A penalty now against Ohio State for delay of the game. Making substitutions while the 25-second rule was in bulk. So it's on the 15-yard line for Wisconsin, and now here is Glenn Wilson rolling out, passing, completing it to the right halfback, Johnny Bridgman, who's knocked out of bounds. Left halfback Bridgman out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Clock shows a minute and 10 seconds. It being stopped with the out-of-bounds play. Carroll Howell made the tackle. Ohio State 31, Wisconsin 14. This has been the Buckeyes' day as they broke the ball game wide open in the second half, trailing 7-3 as the second half began. They finally found a weak point in the Badger line, something nobody else has been able to do this year, and have run wild. Johnny Bridgman flanks out to the right. Wilson fades out, looking for somebody to throw to, decides to run, goes to the outside, has two blocks, gets to the 30 and out of bounds at the 30-yard line. A run out of bounds by Dick Guy. And in goes number 73 for Ohio State. or rather, Bill Cummings going in for Ohio State, replacing Jerry Kreischer. Clock shows a minute and 2 seconds left. The ball's on the 29-yard line of Wisconsin. Second and six. Single wing over to the left, putting Wilson deep. Gets the snap from center. Throws a pass. Reinke grabs it at midfield. He's to the 45 and down on the 40-yard line of Ohio State. He might have fallen forward to the 39. The clock still goes. Tom Dillman is in at center for Ohio State. First and 10 for Wisconsin on the Ohio State 39. And the Buckeye student body are counting off the seconds. 36, 35, 34. As Ohio State leads 31 to 14. Johnny Bridgman flanks out to the left. Glenn Wilson fades. He tries to pass. He can't. He's hit and dropped on the 43-yard line by Paul Ludwig, the left end for Ohio State. 19 seconds left, 18, and the student body counts off the seconds. Four men going in for Ohio State. As Woody Hayes is cleaning the bench right now, the whistle blows. Ohio State will suffer the penalty. Hofer is in for Bridgman, or in for Lau for Wisconsin. Ohio State's got 12 men on the field, but now they have 11. And now here is Wilson. Hitting, throws a long one deep downfield, and it is intercepted on the 13-yard line. And with that play, the ball game comes to an end. Thompson intercepted, and Ohio State wins it 31-14. In an amazing game from the standpoint of the score. Kurt will tell you more about it in a little while, as the Buckeyes are Rose Bowl bound, although there are still some formidable obstacles in front of them.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.